Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Shelley Thomas, so wonderful to connect with you. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Thank you for sharing your story in this book.
Thank you for having me. It was a blessing to do so.
Well, you have been on quite the healing journey. Just ever since I've known you, there have been ups and downs. So I was really surprised to hear just how long you have been, you know, trying to find the right diagnoses, trying so many different treatments. Why don't we just take it from that moment in 1992 when you were put on a medication that had some serious side effects? Is that kind of where a lot of things started?
I think so. I think one of the things that came to light for me, and I wanted to share with those that are interested in this, in their own journey of healing, is that when you look back over the course of your life, because as you know, we did a timeline that really reflected on things that you may not attribute to your own cause of your ailments and your symptoms. And so part of my journey began in 92 when I was prescribed a medication that caused a downstream effect of things like insulin resistance and PCOS and things that clearly have a correlation to diseases like type 2 diabetes, for example. But I think the more profound and surprising realization was that the pathophysiology actually began long before that, with even trauma in my childhood.
Yeah.
And I know that's, you've done a lot of work in the area of trauma-informed care and support of patients with trauma. And I realized you can know things intellectually,
yeah,
and not put the pieces of the puzzle together in terms of recognizing the effect of something that happened 50 or more years ago can show up so much later in life in the form of not just trauma, as we, I think, often associated with stressors in our lives, but also physical ailments like cancers and autoimmune diseases and so forth. So that was really the beginning, I think, of the root causes of my adult onset illnesses.
Right. So we do know now, obviously, a lot more than even when I was going to medical school. You know, it was while I was at med school that big landmark study about adverse childhood experiences and how they so set us up as adults to have all of these various illnesses, like you mentioned, cancer, autoimmune conditions, allergies. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so you're right. Sometimes we think of trauma as only leading to like stress reactions, like post-traumatic stress disorder, but
that's right.
It alters our entire physiology and our immune system, our neurologic system. So you think that the things that happened in childhood probably primed you for having these sensitivities that eventually did get diagnosed as an autoimmune condition. Is that right?
Without question. And one of the reasons why I think that was so important is because in spite of the work that I did with a functional medicine practitioner, which for me was life-changing, nobody had ever talked to me about reversing diseases. You know, actually, a lot of the practitioners I'd been to before then, we were diagnosing things and then applying algorithms or treatment protocols and really just managing symptoms, managing disease for the time being. But when I started working with a functional medicine provider, her goal was to get to the true root cause of why I had these set of symptoms, irrespective of what the diagnosis was, and then to eradicate those root causes of my suffering. And to reverse that disease so that we could put a period at the end of this.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you bring it up because the functional medicine approach is very aligned with my integrative approach coming from a background in Chinese medicine. And getting to the root cause is absolutely essential because otherwise you're just sort of putting a band-aid on things or sending people down the road of medication or surgery that isn't going to fundamentally fix the problem. So in your situation, though, you also realize that conventional medicine was very geared at throwing a diagnosis on you. And once you've got that diagnosis, then there's this little protocol you go through. But you almost end up being labeled as whatever that ailment is. And I know that one of your strong pillars in your own health coaching practice is you are not your diagnosis. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. And for me, I think for some people who endure a really severe form of suffering, like my son had really significant cognitive impairments, the diagnosis for me, whether it was accurate or not, and I never did feel like for either of us that we were really nailing it on the head, but really what the diagnosis, all it did was to me a form of communicating, you know, what are the symptoms that I was experiencing and what are the protocols, as you mentioned, or the treatments that we're likely to try and see if they work or not. My whole platform about you are not your diagnosis basically acknowledges the fact that when you personalize care, when you personalize a treatment for an individual, the root cause dictates the treatment, not vice versa. The diagnosis doesn't determine the treatment. So once we determine, for example, that my root cause is probably associated with trauma, then that's going to lead me to the appropriate interactions, or at least a starting place. Mm-hmm. And until we get there, where there's, you know, a nutritional deficiency, whether it's a toxin, which was part of the root cause of my ongoing ailments that were getting progressively worse over the course of decades, until we get to those true root causes, a diagnosis doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. We can put a label on it as rheumatoid arthritis or autoimmune disease, but the bottom line is, until we eradicate the true root cause, which is, in my case, addressing the trauma, getting the toxic mold out of my body, then it's just a label and the disease continues to persist, honestly.
It's so true. It's so true. And I also feel like the body is always just a mirror of the subconscious. So we've got to deal with any trauma that we're holding on to. But I know you also agree that we've got to deal with the beliefs. So if we're looking at lifestyle, we're looking at nutrition, we've also got to look at beliefs. Tell me a little bit more about that.
So for me, I think the real turning point, even with the care I was receiving in functional medicine, and I also began to immerse myself in Ayurvedic practices, I think the real turning point was when I started doing work on resilience. And when I started working on the subconscious and working on how to just reprogram the brain, the neuroplasticity practices and things of that nature, I began to see just how the thoughts, the beliefs I have were feeding into just this whole ecosystem that contributed to my illness.
Can you give me an example?
The most important thing I realized was that I had began to adopt a belief that I needed to give over my power to practitioners. I gave away so much power, and I think it wasn't until I was doing that work on myself from a resilience perspective that I realized how much power over the course of many years I had given to employers, to just so many forces around me and outside of myself, that I, once I decided I was going to take my power back, everything shifted. At that moment, I decided I was giving myself 1 year. I was 49 years old, and I said, I am not going into the second half of life as I look at it, and I'm being ill any longer. And I decided that day, I'm giving myself 1 year to be well, and I'm taking back my power. And literally within a year, we hit reversed every disease process that we were aware of.
Wow, that is profound.
Yeah.
That's deep, because you had really dealt with so many things. And
absolutely.
But it's interesting because I know the work that you're into now. You're working on a book about surrender. So how do we talk about this balance between reclaiming power, which absolutely we must, taking away the power from doctors and pills and surgeries and anything outside of you, but also that act of surrender? Because that was a big piece of coming to peace with your life as it stood and also improving to go forward.
The work of surrender for me was probably the most impactful. When I say impactful, I'm talking about measurable work that I did for on myself, but for my son, because my son was also experiencing really grave cognitive impairments because of the toxic mold in the home that we were living in. And coming from a background where I was a lawyer and it worked in the pharmaceutical industry and very much a type A personality with a lot of perfectionism, I realized at a certain point that doing things that, as I was accustomed to doing them, trying to have control and being very methodical and linear in my thinking, was not working. And I kept getting this spiritual download, if you will, that said, you need to surrender, that there is a greater force, if you will, in my life, that the universe was saying, get out the way. And that was the hardest thing in the world. But when I learned how to do that, which is why I'm, you know, really interested in sharing the work that I did, it was amazing. Within a year, again, I don't know what's so magical about this 1 year mark, but within a year, we saw unbelievable changes in outcomes with my sons, not just his neurological challenges that he was suffering from, but just even from a sociological and psychological perspective. I mean, his whole life changed once I surrendered to be able to understand and to hear from the universe, what was the meaning behind all this? What were the lessons that I was supposed to learn? And I think that's a missed opportunity in our efforts to become well. Nobody wants to suffer. So a lot of times, especially in Western society, we're looking for this magic elixir or pill. We just want to stop suffering. But what I've learned in my work is that if we have the capacity and the discipline to surrender, which is an active process of tuning into the universe, to be able to raise your energetic vibration, to be able to do a lot of, it's really a 9-step process, but go through a process of attuning yourself and aligning yourself with understanding what are the messages, what are the lessons we're supposed to learn. I think the results are so much more permanent and impactful. Like I said, in my case, they were measurable.
Yeah, I find the same thing with any sort of trauma. For example, when someone has experienced trauma, it can impact our body and our susceptibility to illness or disease. It impacts our behaviors, such that we might get into bad relationships, or like you mentioned, being type A, a workaholic, or we even pursue certain areas of life based on that. And even if we fix one area that's not working, it's gonna resurface until we get down to that root cause. So I feel like what you're saying with surrender, it's like, instead of trying to fix and do, it's like, let us just be here and hear. What does my body need? What is the universe trying to tell me? What are the lessons here? Because once you learn the lesson, it's almost like you're giving your body and yourself permission to heal, permission to thrive.
That's exactly it. And I think for me, even when I was applying functional medicine, which for me, I thought was the most impactful form of care that I had received at that point, what was missing was that there wasn't an intentionality around healing the spirit. And I think we have to be as intentional about treating or caring for the body, the mind, and the spirit individually as we are about looking for that magic elixir or whatever that fix is for the body. The suffering may show up in the body, or in some cases in the mind, which we know are interconnected. But the spirit also needs as much nurturing and attention and intentionality in our efforts to care for and nurture our needs spiritually.
That is so beautifully put, absolutely. And what is your vision now? I know we've been connected for a couple of years and I think things have changed and morphed. What is your vision now with My Healthcare Partner? What are you doing?
You know, my intention is I really want to work with families, caregivers, and persons who've experienced developmental disabilities. We have such an epidemic of families experiencing like autism. Autism is just escalated worldwide. And, you know, even though there are hypotheses about why that may be, it doesn't change the fact that so many families are impacted by developmental disabilities, whether they're attention deficit, hyperactive disorders. I mean, we could go on and on. I call them the D's. But I really want to focus on the families and not just the individual that has these diagnoses, because the stress on the caregiver, and this was my experience, my personal experience, has been compared to that of somebody that's, you know, been in a war-torn environment, like
Absolutely.
A soldier, you know. And I know that as we look at an individual's toxic load, which is the amount of toxin, it could be psychological, it could be stress, trauma, it could be environmental. I mean, there are any number of things. We all have a certain point at which you reach your threshold.
Yeah.
And then unfortunately, you know, the effects often are disease. I think if we can support the caregivers and the families to mitigate the level of extraordinary stress that they experience in these circumstances, then I think we can begin to bend the curve just a little on helping to eradicate a gross amount of suffering in the world.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Well, I will continue to support you in your mission and wish you
well
on that front. For anyone who is in that situation where you're needing some support with someone who has a vast array of skills and personal experience from Ayurveda, mind-body medicine to functional medicine and holistic coaching, definitely check out what Shelley is offering at myhealthcarepartner.net. I will also put the link to the website in the description. Shelley, as I understand it, you're also offering a 30-minute lifestyle modification and epigenetics consultation for free. Is that true?
Absolutely. I think it's super important to even just help people begin to recognize some of the triggers and mediators that may be at the root cause of their disease process. Sometimes it sounds oversimplified to think that something, you know, as feeling abandoned in your childhood, maybe playing a role in your autoimmune disease later. But again, I think I can support a lot of people in coming to be more attuned to probably what their intuition has told them in the first place and getting connected with some of those understandings of what's causing their disease process.
Well, you have just summed up what holistic healing really is. Trusting the self, surrendering to the universe, looking at all aspects of mind, body, and spirit to heal. I love it.
I think it's important, and I'm just really thankful to have the opportunity to support those that are willing to take that journey and they want to be well.
Awesome. So there you have it, my friends. Grab a copy of the book, Holistic Healing, so that you can read Shelley's amazing story of complete transformation and connect with her online so that you can take her up on that 30-minute lifestyle modification and epigenetics consultation. Visit her at myhealthcarepartner.net. Once again, thank you, Shelley. Many blessings to
you.
Listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.